For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Operators working in the intake center at South Carolina Legal Services receive on average about 25,000 calls a year.
What county did you and your husband live in?
But in 2015 and again in 2016, there was an increase.
We got an increase on the number of calls. We did some scripts for FEMA denials. We did a training on FEMA denials so we knew how to handle the cases.
Thomas Trent is managing attorney for the law firm's telephone intake center,
which made us kind of ready for Matthew because we had gone through the flood.
Trent has been with South Carolina Legal Services for 30 years. Their clients are low-income residents who not only need help recovering from natural disasters, but also help with family law, consumer, housing, and other civil non-fee-generating cases. More than half of the law firm's funding comes from an organization called Legal Services Corp, or LSC. In Washington, LSC has been targeted for elimination. The Trump administration wants to trim domestic spending. But in Columbia and at other legal services across the country, executive directors like Andrea Loney contemplate the impacts of losing that stream of funding.
We would probably have to lay off a significant number of attorneys to also include closing some of our offices.
The law firm has 9 offices across the state. Its attorneys not only represent individual clients, but they also conduct clinics, legal education events, and publish a number of legal education brochures.
Those areas that had been impacted by the flood, we were at all of those centers. Wherever FEMA went, we went. Wherever the Red Cross went or the Salvation Army went to give out goods, we were there giving out legal information to people.
Former South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney is now in place as director of the Office of Management and Budget. His job is to administer the president's annual budget request. During a recent White House press briefing, Mulvaney said a full-blown budget is not expected until May, but what has been revealed so far falls in line with promises the president made while on the campaign trail.
It's the president keeping his promises and doing exactly what he said he was going to do. It reduces money that we give to other nations. It reduces duplicative programs, and it eliminates programs that simply don't work.
Legal Services Corporation distributes over 90% of its federal appropriation to eligible nonprofits like South Carolina Legal Services. It actually funds 134 programs nationwide. President Jim Sandman says the amount of money a grantee receives depends on other sources of funding available in that state.
Our grantees in 12 states, we have grantees that get more than half of their funding from LSC, and many of them serve rural areas where there aren't a lot of lawyers in private practice able to do pro bono work, and where legal aid is really critical, important to serving rural populations.
For South Carolina,
there is no one else in South Carolina who provides free legal education, representation, and advocacy.
Of that average 25,000 calls received last year, South Carolina Legal Services was able to close over 8,000 civil cases. Other programs up for possible elimination include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, AmeriCorps, and the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.